Welcome to Ask Shell. If you need an answer to that nagging home improvement question, you can ask Shell by calling the Rock Line at 306-783-5160 or toll free at 1-855-449-5160. Ask Shell is brought to you by Marks and participating Century 21 agents.
Hello again and welcome to All You Ever Wanted to Know, but it is the very first edition of Ask Shell. And on the phone with us right now, through the wonders of the internet, we have asked Shell. We've got Shell Buzzy with us right now. How are you doing, Shell?
Oh, Scott, I tell you, I'm 10 out of 10, I think, this
awesome.
Morning, because being the first show on the Rock 98.5, and I understand Harry's on the line already, and being the first caller, even before the show started, that says that, hey, maybe I shouldn't have retired back a ways ago.
Well, let's get right to it. Harry, how are you doing today?
I'm doing absolutely fantastic.
Now, do you have a question for Shell?
Yes, Shell. I live in an 83-year-old home. It has a form of stucco on the outside. I'm not going to say it's stucco. It's not stucco as we know it today. It's more of a concrete finish.
Well, you betcha. It's got the old wire lath or plaster, or even the old wood lath on the inside with the lath and plaster.
That's right. So I'm looking at maybe trying to insulate the walls better. Now, I'm very reluctant to be digging into the walls from the inside because of that lath and plaster idea. I mean, you know, I could be opening up a whole couple of worms there.
Oh, boy. Hey, Harry, we can do it without even touching the old lath and plaster, with the exception of going over top of it, obviously. But you can actually improve your insulation value. Is this a rancher or is it a two-story?
No, it's a rancher. It's a bungalow.
Okay. That even makes it easier, Harry, that the product that you want to use is a reflective foil insulation. Now, a lot of people will say, what? Aluminum foil? Well, aluminum foil, if you think of a vacuum bottle or anything that is giving you that keeping cold, keeping hot type of usable utensil around the home or on the job, that particular type of shiny surface will take the energy from inside your home and reflect it right back to you into the comfort of your home. So, Harry, first of all you're going to have to really do is, number one, take all your trims off. Windows, baseboards, any ceiling crowns that might be there, take those off, and take them off in such a way that you can replace them. You don't have to tear them off and get rid of those and put new ones up. You can keep the authentic trim pieces there, and your boxes where your electrical and your switches are located. You can now buy box extensions, so therefore you can extend the box out to the face of what your new thickness of wall will be. Now, this is what it's going to cost. First of all, or cost you in material. You're going to need the box extensions. You're going to need strapping. Now, all you need is wood lath, and I'm sure you can buy wood lath back in Yorkton. And wood lath, or rip your own, or have the building supply dealer rip it, or if you've got a table saw out at the back in the shop, cut it yourself. But you want at least 3/8 of an inch by the inch and a half, say, on dry 2x4. Just rip it into strips, and you can run that from the ceiling to the floor, and put your foil over top of that, staple it on, and then put another lath over top of the existing lath that you applied. So now you got 3/8 of an inch and 3/8 of an inch, which is 6/8, which is 3/4 of an inch, and then over top of that, you'll put your whatever you're going to do as a wall finish. You can put drywall and re-drywall. And that way you've got yourself an insulated wall without ever even touching the outside. And also, if you've already replaced windows, or if you're going to do windows in the future, do them now and do it all at one time. But this way you've got a a home that has ceiling and walls insulated with the foil insulation with 3/8 of an airspace between each surface of the foil, stopping those cold winter nights and days in Saskatchewan, plus the fact on the inside, keeping the warmth that you've created inside the home reflected back into you, just like your coffee in a thermos bottle. That is where you're going to get comfort for the best value. And going with all this, digging this out, taking this out, putting in new insulation, hey, don't even think about it. It's too costly. And also, you're not going to have the energy efficiency that you're going to have by using the foil. It is, Harry, just that easy. What do you think of that?
I think it's awesome. I mean, now, boy, you've really opened up my ideas here. I mean, I've got pictures in my mind now of exactly how I can go about this. Because, yep. I mean, in an old house, opening up those walls, as you've just said, could have been a nightmare, an absolute nightmare. Oh.
You're going to run into, first of all, you're going to run into insulation that will be rock wool insulation. It may be some of the old horsehair insulation, depending on the age of the home. And all of those things, just leave them alone. Don't worry about them, because you're going to seal them in. You're going to have a beautiful setup, and you'll be very, very happy with the outcome. And incidentally, if you want a diagram to follow, Scott's going to give how you can get in touch with me by email or whatever to me, and I'll draw you a picture of what you should be doing if you didn't get your notes all done up. Because, hey, Harry, I'm retired now. I'm doing this for the fun of it, to keep my brain working.
Shell, I'm right along with it. I'm retired as well. And, I'd love a drawing. I would love a drawing just so I've got something in front of me that I don't have to treat. Pass back to this old memory of mine.
There you go. Well, hey, old memories bring back fond memories. And I'll tell you, this brings fond memories. I love Saskatchewan. I just want you to know that. And I want all your listeners to understand that Saskatchewan is one of my favorite provinces. And hey, that's where the old Beaver Lumber first started.
Very nice. That's right. That's right.
Yep. So Scott will let you know how to do that, and it'll get to me, and it'll get back to you. You do have a computer at home, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Good stuff. Nobody hasn't got one of them today.
That's right.
I mean, and the technology today that we're doing this show on would knock your socks off, because Scott and I were talking earlier. We used to have to bring a whole van full of gear to do a show off location, and now we do it with the internet. It's unbelievable.
Thanks again, Harry.
Yeah, I mean, it's changed the world.
Wonderful. You bet. Thanks, Harry. And you can email me, scott@therock985.ca. Send me your questions. Send me what you'd like, and I'll forward it on to Shell. So thanks so much, Harry.
Okay, thanks very much, guys.
You betcha. Thanks, Harry.
Once again, it's Ask Shell. We have Shell Buzzy with us today. And again, this is brought to you by Mark's Work Warehouse. And these agents from Century 21 Broadway Park Realty: Deb Cook, Michelle Bailey, Deb Schmidt, Kathy Fair Young, Trina Statician, Tony Hoffman, Jonathan Buchert, and Terry Korchinski, wonderful people. And it's great to have them on board with this, because, again, that's one of the things we love about this, is that there's a lot of ways that people are trying to fix things and don't know. Maybe they've come to a head and they're trying to figure something out, like we heard with Harry. How do you do this? So
Harry can tell you how to do it, Scott, because it's a how to the what to the where to the why to the went to the Hutu to get the job done. And I'll tell you, you got two Debs there at Century 21, and Michelle, by golly, I'll tell you. And this whole run of people involved with Century 21 in Yorkton, it's unbelievable. Kathy Fair Young, for example, and Trina and Stratisky, and what a great group of people. Not only are they all smiling, but Tony Hoffa's got a smile like a Cheshire cat, and Jonathan Bukit and Terry Kaczynski. They're all great people. That's right. Why they're there, Century 21.
That's right.
And Marks.
Once again, this is Ask Shell, our live phone-in edition on The Rock 98.5. We are going to take your calls, so call 306-783-5160, 1-855-449-5160. If you have any questions, we're going to be back right after this on The Rock 98.5.
This is Michelle Bailey of Century 21 Broadway Park Realty. You've probably seen my billboard on Broadway Avenue or enjoyed going through our buying and selling guide. I'll help you find a property or sell a property, or maybe you just need some real estate advice. I look forward to connecting with you. I'm at Century 21 and I'm Yorkton's only real estate agent and mortgage broker. Watch for our regular buying and selling guide in your mail. Check me out at century21yorkton.ca or stopping at my Broadway Street office.
If you've been thinking about selling or buying farmland, an acreage, or residential property, you need to call Tony Hoffman of Century 21 Broadway Park Realty. He will discuss a plan of action with you that best suits your needs and wants. Tony's office is located in Yorkton at Century 21 Broadway Park Realty. You can also find Tony at century21yorkton.ca or check out his listings in the Century 21 Regular Buying and Selling Guide.
Hi, this is Deb Cook of Century 21 Broadway Park Realty. If you're looking to purchase a property, call me. If you're looking to sell a property, call me. If you're looking for any kind of real estate advice, please call me. I'm here to help you realize your real estate dreams. I'm at Century 21 in Yorkton. Watch for our regular buying and selling guide in your mail. Check me out at debcook.realtor or stop in at my Broadway Street office.
You're listening to Ask Shell, brought to you by Marks and participating Century 21 agents. You can call Shell now at 306-783-5160 or toll free at 1-855-449-5160.
Once again, it is the inaugural edition of the Ask Shell live phone-in show here on The Rock 98.5. And I like to do some of my own things. I've done some work on my house as well, Shell. And when it comes down to it, one of the things that that I've seen a lot of people use, and I've looked into using, but I haven't yet. I'm still a little leery of it because of how maybe how well it works. But spray foam insulation. I know that some people have used it, and if it's not done right, it can be a disaster. Are there different ways to make sure you're using it in the right spot? Where would you use it, and where wouldn't you use it?
Well, first of all, Scott, I am very, very much in favor of using foam insulation in areas that in a lot of people's homes that have really never thought of it. And I don't really like recommending it to the average homeowner. And I'll tell you why, Scott. As soon as you open that aerosol can, and I assume that you're dealing and you're talking about spray foam.
Yep.
And spray foam, if you get it on anything, including yourself, you will be sometimes weeks getting it off.
Yeah.
So you don't want to get it on anything you don't want it on, like carpet or furniture, soft furniture especially. So you've got to be really, really careful with it. Mm-hmm. You can buy kits now, which is a two-canister kit.
Yep.
And you can buy low expansion, high expansion. You can buy closed foam, open foam. All these are items that you can buy. Mm-hmm. But talking about jobs, production of seal points that you want to be really sure that you've got, I quite often will recommend it in areas around your box joist, for example, where your joists go over top of the outside wall plate. And you normally have insulation. If you have a full basement, you got a bat of insulation in there, and you never see the vapor barrier applied properly in the days of yesteryear, or even in some cases, the new applications where it's never been done properly and never had an energy efficiency program.
Yeah.
But that is one area you really can't go too far wrong other than getting it on you. So be very careful.
Yes.
That will seal the areas of draft.
Yeah.
So if you're going to seal draft, yeah, for sure. But using it upstairs, that it's not necessary. If you're putting it in around windows, for example, or door jams in behind the casing before you trim your home up, you could really cause yourself a problem there in the event if you put too much expansion foam in and then you got a jam up, meaning that your windows won't open properly, your door won't open properly, because it will put a wow in your jams.
So
therefore, better to use backing rod, which is a foam backing rod, and then use your acrylic latex or polyurethane caulking materials, which is a lot easier to work with and a lot lesser expensive as well.
For sure.
So those are the areas of insulation or sealant that you should be looking at. To insulate a wall or insulate a ceiling with spray foam, no. It's very expensive.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's just not something that I recommend.
We've got somebody on the phone with us right now. Hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Harvey calling.
Harvey, how are you doing today?
I'm good today.
Good.
Nice to hear your show on here. I've heard you a few years ago on other stations, and it was quite informative.
Thank you very much, Harvey. And I just want you to know, being one of the inaugural callers, one of them was Harry and now Harvey. So the H's are on today.
There you go.
There you go.
I got a couple questions for you.
The first one is,
we're looking at replacing a couple windows, one in our kitchen and one in the dining room. And just wondered whether it would be worthwhile to turn the one in the dining room into a bay window.
Okay, let me ask you, why would you like to have a bay window?
Well, it kind of, I don't know, maybe just by looks, it...
Okay, on the outside, more than on the inside, or the inside, you want the large sill that you can put plants, et cetera, on?
Yeah, right.
Okay, now, what elevation is that window facing? North, south, east, west?
It's facing north.
Okay, well, that's number one. Number two would be east, and the other two stay away from them. And the reason why, because of the heat in the summertime. So therefore, you've got an ideal situation for putting in a bay window or a bow window, and anything of that nature, you can put vents at the top, which I do highly recommend. If you do put in a bay window, put the vents at the top in the form of casement type of venting. That way you got a good indirect venting into your home. As far as putting it in, using the proper window framing and the proper tie-in to the actual exterior wall. If you're not planning on enlarging the opening, are you planning on the same size of opening that's there now to become the bay window?
Actually, no. We're going to make it a little deeper. We're going to cut out the bottom about 8 or 9 inches.
Okay, so deeper only, so you don't have to become involved in the lintel above.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Well, that's great. You can go as deep as you want. You can go down within a couple of 2x4s at the bottom on your plates if that's what you'd like, if you want that sort of depth.
Yeah.
The other item I'd like to suggest is stick with the your exterior wall as you're forming that particular opening. And what I mean by that is when you're going to be cantilevering your bottom in place of the bottom sill now, which is part of the wall, then there's not going to be any weight because you're going to tie that into the existing at the top. So that cantilever, unless you want to go to the bracket look on the outside underneath to carry that look of creative decor, if you want on the outside to give you that bracket look, or maybe you want to put a flower box or something there, whatever. Yeah. You decide that. But at least go out a foot. I mean, don't go anything less than a foot because it's just not worthwhile. But your soffit, what do you got, a 2-foot soffit, Harold or Harvey?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, so you're planning on going right out to the fascia?
I think so.
Okay, if you're planning on going right out to the fascia, then again, that's fine because you're going to have your gutters running right across in front if it happens to be a cottage roof that you're tying into. Is it a cottage roof with the soffit or is it a gable? A cottage roof is where you got your shingles coming right down to your fascia.
Okay, yes, that's what it is.
Okay, so you got the cottage roof, you got the ideal situation, and it would tie in there quite nicely. I would suggest that you go with the vinyl window with the upper casement opening and your side lights on either side. Will this be fixed unless you have something that, again, you want to tie in some form of ventilation? You can still put a small vent at the top in the awning type of casement. So, yeah, you've got an ideal situation. Glass-wise, put in the smart glass, which is 00E with argon. And keep in mind, don't be concerned about argon. I know a lot of people think argon gas, woohoo, what is that? It's an inert gas that deflects that of the cold into heat. So there you have
it. Okay.
It's just that easy, Harvey.
It's going to increase the value of the house worthwhile, right?
Oh, absolutely. If you're going to have this done professionally, you're going to do it yourself.
No, I'll
incidentally, you can do it yourself and do it professionally. Incidentally, I'm not putting anything out of sight of anybody that has the quality of experience of doing it.
No, I'll get somebody to come in and do it. I want it done properly. So,
yeah, okay. On the underside, make certain that they do use a bat insulation, but there as well on the outside, rather than a vapor barrier, use the foil insulation with the bubble pack inside. So therefore, you've got that cold being deflected as well, like we spoke to Harry about.
Yeah, okay.
Okay?
Okay.
And you can buy aluminum tapes and everything else for that material. So.
Okay. I got one more quick question. I just heard the other day that nowadays when you build a brand new house, your bedroom windows have to open to the side. They can't open up like awning from the bottom up. Is that right?
Oh, no. They can open with an awning.
Oh.
You see, windows now, vinyl windows, fiberglass windows, you can get into your vinyl wrapped windows. All these different type of windows have got what's called check rails, which check rail windows, so you can have them double hung, that the bottom sash moves upwards and the top sash moves downwards. Or you can have the casement that opens to the left or to the right. Or you can have an awning one at the bottom or the top that goes out from the bottom outwards, which are highly secured and very, very energy efficient because they are the best non-draft type of window.
Okay. I was told that you couldn't have the levers on the bottom in case somebody has to get out the window.
Well, first of all, you have to have a window the size that you can get out.
Yeah,
and any of the awning type of windows that they have a detachable scissor type of hardware that they can be detached like very, very quickly, that's the way you clean them from the inside. You very simply detach the scissor hardware, and the window tilts up, and you do the top, which is the outside of the window, and then you do the bottom when you close it.
Okay.
As long as you got adequate size of windows to get out, it's not going to impede getting out, and unless the company that's manufacturing window doesn't have that feature. But you look around, you've got all the different building supply centers there, and one that you'll find that will be people that are building the likes of multifamily homes, that type of thing, supplying windows to them.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good. I appreciate your time, and I enjoy your show.
Harvey, I love doing it for you, and thank you very much for your compliments. And, hey, we just wanted to be helpful. That's the main thing.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Harvey.
Once again, Harvey, if you have any questions or if you have anything else that you want to direct to Shell, you can email me, Scott at therock985.ca, and we will forward those on to Shell. Even after the show, if you didn't get a chance to call in or if you want to email a question, you can email me at Scott at therock985.ca because there's so many different ways to stay connected, aren't there, Shell?
Oh, boy, staying connected is unbelievable. And there's no such thing as having to pick up a phone anymore.
Yeah.
All you got to do is you can text, you can email, you go
so many options. Well, once again, this is the inaugural edition of Ask Shell Live, phone-in edition of the All You Ever Wanted to Know here on The Rock 98.5. Once again, brought to you by Mark's Work Warehouse and these agents from Century 21. 21 Broadway Park Realty. Deb Cook, Michelle Bailey, Deb Schmidt, Kathy Fair Young, Trina Statician, Tony Hoffman, Jonathan Buchert, and Terry Korchinski, all a part of this edition of Ask Shell Live Phone-In Edition. We'll be right back with more right after this on All You Ever Wanted to Know.
Hi, I'm Terry Korchinski, Realtor with Century 21 Broadway Park Realty in Yorkton. If you are looking at buying or selling a property, call me. I specialize in residential sales in small towns, acreages, and farm sales. I'm also available if you are looking at any type of real estate advice as to the value of your property and how to market it for the best price possible. I'm at Century 21 Broadway Park Realty in Yorkton. Watch for our regular buying and selling guide in your mail or check me out at www.century21yorkton.ca or stop by our Broadway Park Street office.
Hi, this is Deb Schmidt, Realtor with C21. If your desire is to purchase or sell a property, what you need is competency. Let me assure you from our first meeting to placing the sold sticker on your sign or handing you your new keys. I'm here to serve you with knowledge, capacity, and integrity. Deb Schmidt, 306-621-3689. Thank you for joining today's program.
If you've been thinking about selling or buying farmland, an acreage, or residential property, you need to call Tony Hoffman of Century 21 Broadway Park Realty. He will discuss a plan of action with you that best suits your needs and wants. Tony's office is located in Yorkton at Century 21 Broadway Park Realty. You can also find Tony at century21yorkton.ca or check out his listings in the Century 21 Regular Buying and Selling Guide.
This is Deb Cook of Century 21 Broadway Park Realty. If you're looking to purchase a property, call me. If you're looking to sell a property, call me. If you're looking for any kind of real estate advice, please call me. I'm here to help you realize your real estate dreams. I'm at Century 21 in Yorkton. Watch for our regular buying and selling guide in your mail. Check me out at debcook.realtor or stop in at my Broadway Street office.
You're listening to Ask Shell, brought to you by Marks and participating Century 21 agents. You can call Shell now at 306-783-5160 or toll free at 1-855-449-5160.
Once again, it is the inaugural edition of the Ask Shell live phone-in show brought to you by Marks Work Warehouse and from Century 21 Broadway Park Realty, Deb Cook, Michelle Bailey, Deb Schmidt, Kathy Fair, Young, Trina Statician, Tony Hoffman, Jonathan Buchert, and Terry Korchinski. And Shell, you were saying you used to get some things from Marks all the time.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I still shop at Marks. But I used to buy the vests when I was doing my shows at fairs and home shows, etc. Yep. That, in fact, right where I'm sitting now in the operator's room here, operations manager, and hanging up around in the this office studio, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, oh gosh, about 26 vests.
Oh, nice.
And out of the 26 vests, there's at least 4 I can see here that are that I bought at Mark's. And I can be walking down the street anywhere. In fact, very quick, we went back to the Maritimes a month ago. Mm. And we went out to one of the old forts. And we're in the actual gatehouse looking at where the officers used to stand guard. And there was an officer there standing guard with his old mug and musket, and the beds were there, and I was talking away to him. Then he turned around to me and says, "Are you Shell Buzzy?"
Nice.
And I thought to myself, my goodness. He says, "Where's your vest?"
Very nice.
So there you go. And I had it with me, but I didn't have it on.
It's so important to have those.
But Mark's warehouse, work warehouse, is really a great store. And there's one right in the plaza here as well in sunny South Surrey.
Very nice. Now, you talked about windows in the last segment. And if anybody does have any questions, you can interrupt me and call 306-783-5160, toll free 1-855-449-5160. But I wanted to ask for myself, I know a lot of people have spent a lot of money in the last few years. There have been different enticements by the government to replace your windows, make them more energy efficient. A lot of people have. have, a lot of people maybe had replaced windows, or they didn't want to because the windows they have are either gigantic and still in really good shape, or maybe they don't have the money to do that. What would you suggest for different ways for making your windows a little more, I guess you could say, efficient? I know some people do the films on the inside.
Yep.
Are there different ways that you can keep some older windows that are in good shape, make them a little more efficient?
Well, you know, yes, there is. First of all, an answer to your question. But you really got to look at the... I guess the dollars, time, and effort as it relates to comfort and savings.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the items and the reasons why. Because windows today are very important to gain comfort. But also, having said that, if you're going to do windows in an older home, especially when you're doing a remodel of windows, you got to think about ventilation as well. And I'm speaking about exhaust ventilation. And there's a number of programs out today right across Canada that deal with the heating systems, electric systems, the geothermal, for example. Oil, gas, heat pumps, all these different types of heating systems. But everything today that is of the type that has a requirement of quality air that we're breathing inside the home, causing, if you have poor ventilation, mold and mildew and all the moisture problems with condensation on windows and what have you, you can go into the very best of windows and have the very best of windows installed properly. But if you don't address ventilation through an HRV, heat recovery ventilation, or a standard controlled with a dehumidistat bathroom exhaust fan, you might as well not do any of the above, because they all run side by side. We have a brochure that we can make available through that of on the internet to your listeners, and that explains ventilation. Because to do one, I mean, it's not uncommon, Scott, to have a person phone me and say, last year I put in brand new windows, they cost me a fortune, and they were installed correctly, et cetera, et cetera. And I say, well, that was great. Now, what did you do with the exhaust fans in your bathroom? We didn't do anything. And I said, well, what is your question? And the question will be, these windows are still condensing on the inside. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
You see, you did about 70% of the job, and 30% you forgot about, or you didn't know about.
Yeah.
And that's the education.
Now, we did get an email here from Deb Cook. Actually, she's wondering what you think of the new cork exterior covering for homes. Wondering about the durability and longevity since it's new to our area.
Well, first of all, Deb, and thank you for bringing that question. But today, for the last 5 years, we have been adding and adding and adding new renditions of items that have been for many years available on the market. And they're adding and adding every day, cork being one of them. And all of the products today that are being manufactured to save money, to add value in the form of insulation qualities, et cetera, just hold on a minute, because everything can be measured relevant to energy savings. But how long is the product going to last? One of the most scary items I ever have had in the almost 55 years in the building industry and doing radio for over 30 years and TV for over 20 has been bringing new products into the industry. And those products, if they did not come into the industry with a detailed analysis of what that product could do, and I mean, what's it going to do fire-wise? What's it going to do relevant to energy-wise? What's it going to do as far as character down the road, as far as fading, et cetera? Mm-hmm. All of these things have got to be. Now, if it's a brand-new product like cork is, how long is that going to last? You know, we have today, I can really get up on a stool here and shout to the top of my lungs, because I see homes being tore down. And incidentally, very recently, homes being tore down with the old colorbestos siding, for example. Mm-hmm. Now, the colorbestos siding, and there's lots of it on the prairies, and there's an item out there that is really, scary, and it is scary, and that's asbestos.
Yeah.
But what is it in the form of? So therefore, you got to look at what it is, that's the makeup of the product. You know that the product asbestos has been eliminated out of any building materials, but the product asbestos, colorbestos siding on the older homes, painted, you will never find a better product on the exterior home, and it's not going to hurt a soul because it's already fixed in place and coated and painted, et cetera, as you go on. So therefore, unless you virtually sand it and breathe it, and all of these things being relevant to your own health concerns, you got to be very careful with it. So my answer to the cork is, it's only one. There's lots of vinyls out there now that are highly improved. There's all kinds of stone products that are today put on with mud adhesives or caulking type of adhesives. There's all kinds of wood look, like log look,
yeah.
All of these things. And I might just say one word. I don't know if a lot of people are not aware of some of the exciting things that's happened in my life over the 50-odd years, and that is that you take the James Hardy siding, I was the original one who brought that into Canada.
Oh, nice.
And there's millions and millions of feet of that product used today. Mm-hmm. And there's also products that are trying to copy it, but with a wood form of a, I guess you could say a composite type. But in some cases, they call it Hardy and it's not Hardy.
Yeah.
So you got to be very cautious there. So I'm going to say to Deb, unless it's something that you really want, then I would be asking, what is the ULC? What is the underwriters lab saying about the product? And do you know what happened overseas at that high-rise fire? That was a product that was not any of about the products that we're talking about now, but products are out there. You got to know the details. And also, does your city engineering and building department approve it?
Yeah, that's true.
You can't just put anything on your house.
Yeah,
you get away with it if you're remodeling more so than new. But when it's new, I can tell you right now, in the city that we live in here in Greater Vancouver, unless they have all the details, CSA and ULC and all that, you'll never get it on a building.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and it's funny because I drive home from work and I take a look at all the different things that are being done to people's driveways. There's so many different ways you can do it with your driveway, your siding. The one thing I've been doing is paying attention to seeing how they weather over time, because I know there was one that a neighbor got done that it looked really, really nice. And within a year and a half, you saw chipping at the seams. And so I think a lot of the stuff, I'm just going to wait and see. And see how it lasts. And I'm sure with Deb, when it comes to real estate agents, they're paying attention to this because, you know, it can affect the resale value of your house. Yep. They do know a lot when it comes to, you know, what you should do to your home, what you can replace that will add to the value, what you don't need to do. And I think that's one of the things that I've really appreciated about real estate agents is that they do have some insight into this and can give you some really good information.
Well, you know, and I'm sure that the coating that you're talking about on the driveway was an epoxy. But
probably,
But I'm going to say to the entire Century 21 team, and Deb especially, that one day I hope to get the opportunity day of sitting down in front of all of the Century 21 folks there in Yorkton and having a what we call a luncheon overview and question and answers. I go and I talk at condominiums, for example, townhouse developments, all these manufactured housing developments, because people today operating in the form of stratas, for example, they don't know. They just don't know. So they want to find out, and that's where they get in touch with me. And good on you, Deb. Follow that information, the good, better, best. Why worry about the rest? When the good is better, the better is best. And when you want to have something to sell, you want to sell the quality and assurance that it is going to do what the homeowner wants, if he's the purchaser or she's the purchaser.
Once again, you're listening to Ask Shell, the live phone-in edition here on All You Ever Wanted to Know. I'm Scott Fitzsimmons, and again, it's brought to you by Mark's Work Warehouse, as well as these agents from Century 21, Broadway Park Realty, Deb Cook, Michelle Bailey, Deb Schmidt, Kathy Fair, Young, Trina Statician, Tony Hoffman, Jonathan Buchert, and Terry Korchinski. Thanks again to all of them for being a part of this. We're going to be back to wrap things up with the Ask Shell Live Edition right after this on All You Ever Wanted to Know.
This is Michelle Bailey of Century 21, Broadway Park Realty. You've probably seen my billboard on Broadway Avenue or enjoyed going through our buying and selling guide. I'll help you find a property or sell a property, or maybe you just need some real estate advice. I look forward to connecting with you. I'm at Century 21 and I'm Yorkton's only real estate agent and mortgage broker. Watch for our regular buying and selling guide in your mail. Check me out at century21yorkton.ca or stopping at my Broadway Street office.
Hi, this is Deb Schmidt, realtor with C21. If your desire is to purchase or sell a property, what you need is competency. Let me assure you, from our first meeting to placing the sold sticker on your sign or handing you your new keys, I'm here to serve you with knowledge, capacity, and integrity. Deb Schmidt, 306-621-3689. Thank you for joining today's program.
Hi, I'm Terry Korchinski, realtor with Century 21 Broadway Park Realty in Yorkton. If you are looking at buying or selling a property, call me. I specialize in residential sales in small towns, acreages, and farm sales. I'm also available if you are looking at any type of real estate advice as to the value of your property and how to market it for the best price possible. I'm at Century 21 Broadway Park Realty in Yorkton. Watch for our regular buying and selling guide in your mail or check me out at www.century21yorkton.ca or stop by our Broadway Park Street office.
You're listening to Ask Shell, brought to you by Marks and participating Century 21 agents. You can call Shell now at 306-783-5160 or toll free at 1-855-449-5160.
Once again, it is the first edition of Ask Shell, the live phone-in edition on The Rock 98.5 for All You Ever Wanted to Know. And if you want to email me, you can email me, scott@therock985.ca. We will forward on your questions to Shell even after the show is done. So again, thank you to our callers so far. And if you want to call us right now and ask a question, you can do that as well. Once again, this is brought to you by Mark's Work Warehouse and Century 21 Broadway Park Realty agents Deb Cook, Michelle Bailey, Deb Schmidt, Kathy Fair, Young, Trina Statician, Tony Hoffman, Jonathan Buchert, and Terry Korchinski. And it's really good to hear from them. I know that the emails are always good, and it's good to hear that you have those chances for people to talk in a large group. You know, if people have these questions, it's good to get some answers from somebody that that has some experience in this.
That's for sure, Scott, because as I say, the how to the what to the where to the why to the when to the who to is what's really important. And I'm just so happy to see Century 21 in Yorkton be a sponsor of the program, because the real estate folks are so important out there for the information, and every bit as important as having the right waist line when you go to Mark's, because a lot of people look at me and they say, Shell, you're looking slim. And I said, yeah, feeling slim, but I'm not going to go any further than that because I know I'll be measured properly when it does come right. to going into Mark's. But, that's the sort of thing today that we got to look at. It's experience mm-hmm. and it's having fun.
Well, when it comes to this, I know right now we're getting into the freezing temperatures finally. Yeah. I know it's a little different out west there, but I know for us right now, we did have some snow earlier. We're going to get some snow soon enough, but now we're getting into the lower minus temperatures, things starting to freeze up. What are some of the most important things for people to watch for when, I guess, winterizing your house? What are some of the things that people should be kind of watching and doing as they get ready for winter?
Well, first and foremost, if you live in a home that's got a fireplace that actually is a wood-burning fireplace, make certain, and I hope that you've had that cleaned by now. Mm-hmm. Also, if you've got a furnace, be it oil, propane, or natural gas, you want to make certain that it's been maintenance-friendly to the extent that either you have had it done by your normal yearly test point, and do it every year. Don't do it every 2 or 3 years. Do it every year because you want to have everything working properly, not when you turn it on the first cold night. And I know you've had the cold night. I hate like heck to tell you right now, but I think right in the front of our office here right now is 15 degrees mm-hmm. and the sun's shining. So it changes.
Yeah.
But you people are already, and that was what fun I had when I used to do the show because it was always cold. I always took and had the weather forecast for Manitoba, Saskatchewan, Alberta, and BC before yep. I hit the air because I wanted to know. But windows, for example, you want to make sure that if you have windows that are drafty and you don't want to go the route of new windows right at this particular time, then use the inside storm windows.
Okay.
Those inside the type that you can use a hairdryer to shrink in place.
Oh, yeah.
But
yep.
keep in mind, when you use those, you don't have any use of the windows as far as opening them a crack if you like exterior air. So the windows they really do up are the windows on the east or the north side because that's your cold sides. You get the morning sun that's going to cause the condensation in the vent up on your windows and the west window and the south windows. You're wanting to maintain the brightness and the sunshine, get those bright signs. So that you want done. Any caulking in and around. There's no use caulking vinyl siding. There's no use caulking James Hardy siding. They all have channel molds around windows and doors. You just waste caulking. And people should be aware that weather stripping is the big one. Weather stripping on doorways, windows that have got older sash, wooden sash, for example. Use the foam weather stripping on that. Garage doors. A lot of people use the garage, and they want to have the garage to at least not cause any concern with moisture on tools, et cetera, or machinery.
Yeah.
All of these things are items that you can do to be ready for winter. And as I say, your bathroom exhaust fans, the bathroom exhaust fans, Scott, you can leave running 24/7 if you can put up with the noise. And if you can't yeah. put up with the noise and change it and put in a new exhaust fan that are lesser than one zone as far as sound. And just leave them running. We've got, for example, fans in our home that have, from the time that we moved in to current, that just runs for years and years and years. I got a fan out at the cottage, and it's in a what we call the little cabin that's got the bunk cabin, and it's been running now. We've had that place for coming up the 8th summer, and the fan is running. It has never been shut off 24/7, 365 days a year. You got to have air moving to have quality comfort.
One of the things I've noticed is when replacing your fans, there's a lot of stuff that's up top, above, you don't always pay attention to. I know some people say you just vent it into the attic and that's just the
Wrong.
Way you leave it. Tell us, how do you properly replace a vent?
Well, most of the old exhaust fans today, by removing them, and you may have to get up into the attic cavity, depending on the type of connection they have to the roof line or to the soffit as far as the exhaust air. But they do not, and I stress, you do not vent them into the roof or the attic cavity. That is wrong, wrong, wrong. So either out the roof on the roof jack is the proper term, mm-hmm. or out through the soffit, through a soffit vent cap. And then you'll use using straight metal pipe. That's either the galvanized pipe or you can use plastic pipe. Do not use the type of ducting that is like an accordion. That is wrong, wrong, wrong. People okay. use it on dryers. Even on dryers, it's wrong, wrong, wrong. Unless it's more than 3 feet, then you have to use metal. Don't use the flexible type, even on a dryer. So all of these things are important. The fan itself, the exhaust fan, you can remove it up top, take it out, put a brand new one in. Very little work, if any. Sometimes you can get that conversion unit. It's very easy to put in. You can even just put the motor and the squirrel cage into the box that was on the original one. There's all kinds of adaption and conversion type of kits out there today. But you want less than one sone, S-O-N-E, S-O-N-N-E. One zone. And those can be operated by a dehumidistat, which you set at the moisture level that you want. And if you've got wood floors or laminate floors, you've got to maintain a 45 to 50% relative humidity inside your home. And if you don't, then you're going to have shrinkage taking place, especially in the dry, cold, cold days, because that air is coming into your home and replacing the air that's being exhausted out of your home.
Yeah.
And you have to maintain that moisture level.
Well, I know that's one of the things we've talked about too, when it comes to the dryer venting, is some people forget just how important it is to have that the straight sheet metal pipe, have it straight out and have it as short as possibly can, with as little flat. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Well, you take a duct, one of those flexible ducts on an exhaust vent or on your furnace or on your dryer. Every elbow that you put in, going at right angles, is going to add 10 feet of duct to the length that you're going to be trying to force air out to the outside to exhaust. So every elbow, if you're coming around a beam, for an example, or sometimes I'll look up in attic cavities and they've got this plastic accordion type up and around the trusses, kind of this dangling there like a snake. That's not going to do it. It's not going to do it. It has to be done properly. And that's why we have professionals in that field today, and they run into the air moving people, and those are your heating contractors.
Well, thank you so much for spending time with us today. I know this has been very informative for a lot of people. Thanks again to Harry and to Harvey for calling in. We want to make sure that if people do have any questions now, you can email me, scott@therock985.ca, and let us know the questions you have, and I'll make sure that they get on to our good friend here. Thank you so much, Shell, for spending time with us today. And anything else you want to say before we wrap things up?
You betcha. I just got to really say thank you to Century 21, and that's Deb Cook, Michelle Bailey, Deb Schmidt, and Kathy Fairyoung, and Trina, their suggestion, and Tony Hoffman, and Jonathan Birk, and Terry Kuczynski, and Marks. Thank you for the sponsorship of the show, because your customers are going to know now the how to, the what to, the where to, the why to, the when to, the who to, here on Yorkton, The Rock 98.5. So take it easy, because it is just that easy.
Thank you so much, Shell. Great to talk to you, and we'll look forward to doing this again.
You betcha.
Once again, this has been Ask Shell, the live phone-in edition here on The Rock 98.5. Coming up again next month, we will bring you another edition of Ask Shell, live edition with Shell Buzzy here on The Rock 98.5. Coming up next, it is the All Request Lunch after the Mahler Coaches Show, right after this on The Rock 98.5.
Thanks for listening to All You Ever Wanted to Know. If you or your organization would like to appear on the program, call Jordan at 306-786-7600. 625. All You Ever Wanted to Know, only on The Rock 98.5.
Start to do is, okay, how is your development going to fit in with the development of the team and understanding what each person does well on this team. And we had a meeting like that last week, and just understanding what we all do real well, and that goes right from the coaching staff all the way down through.
All right, bus leaves at 9 tomorrow morning. I'll be on it with you. Looking forward. Beardy's in the Saskatoon contacts. Good luck, Coach.
Thank you. Thanks, Randy. Thanks to Archie Electric. Thanks for everybody, and continue seeing everybody at the rink here. Thanks for your support.
You bet. That's the Yorkton Rotec Mahler Coaches Show. I'm Randy Atkinson. And, of course, it's brought to you by RH Electric and the Gallagher Center in Yorkton. We'll talk to you next week.
You're listening to CJJC-FM in Yorkton, Saskatchewan, recipient of the Yorkton Chamber's 2016 Small Business of the Year Award. Your music, your station, The Rock 98.5.
From The Rock Newsroom, I'm Randy Atkinson with The Rock 98.5 Local News Update. New Brunswick Liberal government fell this morning on a confidence vote on its throne speech. Premier Brian Gallant won just 21 seats in the election in September, one fewer than the Tories. But he failed to convince enough members of the Greens and People's Alliance to support his government. Each of those parties won 3 seats. Now, Gallant said he was off to see the lieutenant governor.